USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and President Trump agree upon, and that's the impeachment of the president. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the California Democrat says she believes impeachment is divisive and does not think Congress should go down that path. The White House came out with their annual budget blueprint that has been sent to Congress. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says Washington has a pretty big spending problem.
This budget is yet another fiscally responsible and common-sense spending plan from President Trump. The president has continually called for fiscal restraint and will persist in his efforts to end the wasteful spending.
And your final numbers at the closing bell, the Dow gained 201 points to close at 25,650. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
After delaying a decision for weeks, the DNC has decided where it will hold its national convention next year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Democrats have selected Milwaukee, Wisconsin to host the 2020 convention, picking it over the two other finalist cities, Houston and Miami. The convention is scheduled for July 13th through 16th, 2020. It will be the first time in over a century that Democrats will be in a Midwest city other than Chicago to nominate their presidential candidate. Republicans had already announced that the GOP will gather in Charlotte, the largest city in battleground North Carolina, on August 24th through 27th, 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is blaming the United States for cyber attacks against his nation's power grid. The country has been without power for 4 days, putting a strain on the already tense political situation. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
UN officials in Nairobi, Kenya have responded to the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash that claimed all 157 lives on Sunday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Several UN staff members were on board the plane when it crashed outside Addis Ababa. They were on their way to an international conference on the environment in Kenya. Sata Trivathi, the Assistant Secretary General, who is with the UN Environment Program, says they will honor their colleagues.
What we see is that a renewed resolve and a feeling that the best way to respect the memory of the departed souls is to do even more resolutely what they were coming here to do, that is serve the cause of the environment and the planet.
I'm John Clemens.
So much snow has fallen in some states that people are being killed in avalanches. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
The avalanche danger in Colorado is being called an extreme and unprecedented event. Heavy snow triggered more than 2,000 avalanches in the state so far this season. 7 backcountry skiers have been killed, including one on Thursday. Just in the past week, Colorado has seen over 300 avalanches with a level of danger not seen in decades. At least 9 western states are now under avalanche warnings. More snow is expected this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradionews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.